the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a close look at a really intense moment, the immigration enforcement, specifically the ICE raids that hit Chicago's Mexican neighborhoods during the Trump administration.
That's right. We're digging into the sources on Operation Midway Blitz. It targeted areas like La Valita, Cicero.
Okay.
And our goal here is really to unpack it, the immediate clashes, the political and social fallout, and then this really significant legal battle that followed.
And what strikes me right away from the sources is the intensity. This wasn't quiet. We're talking documented clashes, even federal agents using tear gas. That's quite something, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely elevates it. Let's look at the specifics of this blitz. As mentioned, La Valita, Cicero neighborhoods with large Mexican populations.
Right.
And there was that specific incident at the discount mall. That seems to be a key moment where agents were actually confronted, kind of surrounded by residents trying to shield their neighbors.
And the way they operated, community leaders described it as what, causing chaos and fear?
Exactly. That's the language used. A big part of it seems to be the lack of any prior warning. Community reps pointed to that as the direct cause of the chaos.
So just showing up, creating immediate fear.
Precisely. And this led to arrests, the sources say at least 6 people. And importantly, that number included minors.
Minors, wow, okay.
Yeah, so the whole approach, it seems like it prioritized shock, maybe speed, over anything else, which, well, unsurprisingly sparked immediate local anger.
And that anger didn't just stay local, did it? It shot right up to the political level. You had Congressman Jesus Chu Garcia calling the raids Felita's failed operations almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Which signals that even politically they were seen as perhaps not just harsh, but ineffective or counterproductive.
Right.
And connecting that, the pushback went even further, right into the city's kind of moral fabric. Chicago's religious leaders stepped up very publicly. Cardinal Blaise Cupich, their archbishop, made a really strong statement.
What did he say specifically?
He was direct. He said, "La iglesia está con los migrantes." You know, the church stands with the migrants.
They're pretty unambiguous.
Completely. Wow. And he didn't stop there. He talked about the impact destrozando familias llenando de miedo a los niños.
Destroying families, filling children with fear.
Exactly. He basically said these actions were damaging the soul of the city. It put the city's sort of moral authority directly against what the federal agents were doing.
Which brings us to this really critical legal piece. Because amid all this outcry, a federal lawsuit pops up, and it's a serious accusation.
Very serious.
Accusing a specific Border Patrol commander, Gregory Bovino, of violating a court order about using force, specifically tear gas.
Yes, and this is where it gets really interesting legally. It's about accountability. We're not just talking about whether the policy was good or bad anymore.
Right, it's about the law.
It's about potential judicial disobedience. See, there was already a court order in place from federal judge Sarah Ellis, and that order had laid out specific rules restrictions on when and how federal agents could use things like tear gas, especially in crowd situations.
So the lawsuit wasn't just saying the force was excessive. It was saying agents ignored a direct command from a federal judge.
That's the core of it, holding agents accountable for, allegedly, stepping over lines drawn by the judiciary. And the source material even mentions an image, reportedly showing Commander Bovino himself throwing a gas canister.
Wow. So potential visual evidence supporting the claim they ignored the court order.
It certainly adds weight to the legal challenge, suggesting a direct disregard for judicial limits.
Okay, so let's synthesize this for you, the listener. What we're seeing is this intense federal enforcement hitting a wall of repudiation, political, social, moral, but also running smack into specific legal constraints with allegations of agents, maybe even commanders, ignoring court orders.
Right. So based on everything we've covered from the sources, here's something to think about. When you see this kind of intense community reaction, this immediate political condemnation, and these documented legal limits on the use of force, what does that tell us? What does it suggest about how effective these kinds of high-intensity enforcement operations really are in the long run, especially when they seem to bypass community coordination and maybe even legal checks?
A really important question to ponder. If you found this deep dive valuable, please do subscribe, leave us a review if you can, and maybe share it with someone else you think would appreciate being well-informed.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.